C-I-T.
C-I-T-R.
C-I-T.
Yeah.
Why do I keep on thinking... Okay.
If you, it's like sitar, you read it, but C-I-T-R.
C-I-T. This is what my producer has to go through every week when I do my promos. It takes like 3 hours to do a 30-second promo. C-I-T-R.
C-I-T-R,
okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
This is Wiretaps Jonathan Goldstein, and you are listening to CITR 101.9. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Everything's big in Texas. You know it is. I think I might have made a big mistake. Oh, oh, oh. Court organ blues. Court organ blues. Singing those court organ
Sorry. Hey, everybody. Dunkin' Donuts here. Back again. Back from Texas, where everything's big, as Daniel Johnson just told you. I was gone last week. Thanks to Marielle for filling in. I really appreciate that. I'm sure she did a bang-up job. Haven't heard the show yet, but I'm sure it was great. I was down in Texas. I went to Austin for a little while. Saw Sharon Jones there. It was phenomenal. Bought a whole bunch of records. Met some really, really cool people. And then went to San Antonio and went down to Mexico and stuff like that. So I'm tan and relaxed. I'm ready to give you the best radio show you... The radio show you deserve. So, at the top there, we heard Big Boys. In the 80s, they were a hardcore band from Austin, fronted by, Biscuits or something? I can't remember his name now. Grant Turner? Brian Turner. Brian Biscuits Turner or something. But the guitarist is named Tim Kerr, and I had a chance to hang out with him a bit when I was in Austin, because he's a friend of a friend. And so that was really, really interesting. He has been in the Lord High Fixers and Monkey Wrench and some other bands you may have heard of, and now he's doing Celtic and old-timey music in Austin, which is pretty cool. So he was kind of an interesting guy, so I thought I'd play Big Boys at the top there. After that, we heard Daniel Johnston from his album Yip Jump Music, the song Court Organ Blues. And Daniel Johnston was kind of a fixture in Austin, I think, in the 80s as well. There's a great mural of one of his, kind of a graffiti mural of his on the side of a store, or a building that used to be a record store. Now it's, I don't know, like a falafel place or a frozen yogurt place, but it used to be a record store. And it's been kept intact. On today's show, I'm going to play mostly new stuff. It's going to be pretty free form. So if you have any requests, give me a call at 604-822-2487. Give us a call. Let me know what you want to hear. I've got one request coming up a bit later on from issued via postcard. I'm very excited about that. For right now, I'm going to play a bunch of songs from a new compilation that I picked up while I was in Austin. I've been looking for it for a while because it just looks phenomenal. And it's by this guy, David Shrigley, who is a comic artist. And he has teamed up with Tom Lab, this amazing label in Germany that put out the Alphabet Series 7 Inches. I don't know if you guys have seen that around town. But he put out a compilation called Worried Noodles. So there's a comic book and then a whole bunch of unreleased tracks, or previously unreleased tracks, by a whole bunch of artists, such as Mount Eerie, No Kids, Hank, Final Fantasy, Deerhoof, David Byrne, Yacht, Grizzly Bear, The Liars. I mean, this is some pretty prime stuff, and it's never been released before. So I'm going to play a whole bunch of songs off of Worried Noodles. At the top, the first song I'm going to play is Whatcha Doin'. This was recorded by Phil Elverum, who was in the Microphones, and now he's in Mount Eerie. And then it's by Phil Elverum and Nick Kravacik. Nick Kravacik is in a whole bunch of bands, Two Bad Catholics, Boring, some others, but he's best known for being kind of the front man for Piano, and he has a new band himself now called No Kids. So after this song by Phil and Nick, we're going to hear a new Mount Eerie song and then a No Kids song, all from the new Worried Noodles double disc little thing that has been put out by Tom Leb. I know that it's on back order at Lucky's Comics if you like what you hear. I've been trying to get it from there, but I couldn't, so when I saw it down there, I got it. And you can also order it from Tom Leb if you're interested. So yeah, let's get cracking. Once again, you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. last time you tortured a spider and pulled off its legs and ate it to impress your friends?
Attention, dynamite. All the surf night. Back and I can take it with the fellas to the back. Here's women make you back. Raise it in a team.
I love to dance, Papa. Oh, can't we see the pretty horses?
Yes, on February 8th.
Oh, but do tell me where, Papa.
CITR's party celebration. Being held at the Sub at UBC, 7 p.m. in the evening.
May we dress up?
Oh, but of course. You may dress up as your favorite dead trend. It's the theme.
Oh, will there be a small prize for the best costumes?
Yes, there will, little one.
19 plus.
Refreshments available.
Room 216.
You're right.
It's Bible back. Yeah, way to go, Hank. Great job. That was Hank from the Worried Noodle CD. Hank are from Toronto. They normally record for Blocks, but they got that little track onto the Worried Noodle CD. Before that, we heard No Kids from Vancouver, Mount Erie from Anacortes, Washington, and then Phil Elverman Nikrovacic. I hope you like those. I really like them, and yeah, it's pretty exciting that I managed to find that CD I've been looking for a while. All right, coming up, a couple of other new tracks. Cat Power has a new album out. It's called Jukebox. It's sort of a follow-up to her covers record from a couple of years ago, and it's all covers except for one new song, which is a shout-out to Bob Dylan. So we're going to hear her take on New York, New York. It's pretty cool. I like it. Not crazy about the whole album. It's a bit of a step back, I'd say. But it's still Cat Power, so I still like it. And after that, new Mountain Goats. Pretty excited. This just came into the station, so we can play it for you. So here's Cat Power and then some Mountain Goats. What an afternoon.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes along the two streets, right through the very heart of it. New York, New York.
people all come out to cheer. Rocks in the pathway break my skin. And there's honeysuckle on the faint breeze today. With every breath I'm drawing in, I wanna cry.
Hey, not bad, Mr. Darnell. He's still got it. Old mountain goat that he is. That was the Mountain Goats from their new album, Heretic Pride. That was the title track, Heretic Pride. Pretty good stuff. I wish I was going to the show. It's totally sold out, as far as I know. And especially because Jeffrey Lewis, who I'm totally obsessed with now, my new favorite guy, sort of, is opening. And it's not going to work out to go see him, which is too bad. I'm about to sneeze.
Am I?
Professional at all times here on CITR 101.9 FM. All right, the Mountain Goats are coming to town, but I'm going to tell you about some other shows first. Tonight, Switch is at Republic. Tomorrow night is so booked. It's tearing me apart. Secret Mommy is playing with C.R. Avery and what was supposed to be No Kids, which who I now have heard is now going to be the Greenbelt Collective, at the Biltmore. And this is CJSR's party, the radio station at SFU. They're kind of launching their podcasting service, and they're really cool guys and people. And I wish I could make it to that. But then at the same time, CITR is having an amazing sounding beer garden up here at the Student Union Building. So you should come to that, too. It's about dead trends is the theme. I don't know. It takes so hard. It's so hard to get a booking for either the Student Union Building or for a club and stuff like that. So this planning has been going on for months, and now we're both having the party on the same night. It's too bad. It's tough times for campus radio, having these competing parties that we don't want to actually compete in. Also that night, our very own Chris Horrific is having a CD release party. It's an embarrassment of of Riches, people, this Friday night. He's playing at the Secret Space. Also that night, No Gold is playing with Defectors and Dead Ghosts at the Astoria. Sex Attacker with Crooks and Gun at No Tofu. And Pyramid Power is having their release party at the Emergency Room. Saturday night, The Coup are playing at Richards and Richards. The Parallels are playing with Safety Show, Hermetic. And Los Malos at the Astoria. Also on Friday night, going back, Valentine's release party for One Night Stand, or for One Cool Word, local magazine, with Scott Reisterer, Punch Charming, Greenbelt Collective, and Cult of Cargo. Oh, so Greenbelt Collective is playing at the Anza Club, not at the Biltmore. Okay, I'm totally confused. I don't know who's playing at the Biltmore instead of No Kids. But yeah, this looks pretty cool. This is Friday night at 8 p.m. at the Anza Club, 8th in Ontario. This just got handed to me, this piece of paper. So yeah, good. Thanks, Lauren. do you want to talk about it at all?
No.
Okay, she doesn't want to talk. Yeah, you're welcome. So later in the month, Hayden is at the Norm in the Student Union Building on February 12th. Dean and Britta are playing with Karen Ann at Richards. Let's see what else is going on. Mos Def is playing at the Croatian Cultural Center on February 18th. The Mountain Goats, like I said, the 22nd of February at Richards on Richards. Going into March, Mahjong are playing at Pat's Pub. We're going to hear them in a second. Atlas Sound is playing at Pat's on the 5th. And I'm just trying to get to these. Okay, yeah, Beach House are playing with Paper Cuts at the Media Club on March 19th. That should be a really cool show. I can't wait to see Beach House. And then later in the month, Vampire Weekend are playing at Richards on Richards on March 27th. I'm really excited about that show. I'm kind of surprised it hasn't sold out yet, but maybe I didn't get the memo about the backlash against Vampire Weekend, and that's why it hasn't sold out yet. Who knows? But I think it'll be a good show. All right, I think I've spoken for entirely too long now. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and here is Mahjong. They have recently put out an album on K Records, and let's give it a listen. Here we go.
Thank you.
fashion. Even tight ropes weaken when they're old. Oh no. Somehow all these words don't have a meaning. Oh, without screaming, seemingly all this is just a show.
All right, that was Automatique. They're from L.A. That was by request. Thanks for that caller for calling in. Next up, we have another request, and this came from my good friend Holland via postcard. She is currently living on Toronto Island, which if you've been to Toronto and you kind of look out towards the lake, there's these little islands there, and there's tiny houses that it's really hard to buy a house there. You have to get on a 40-year wait list and stuff. But she's at this art center for a few months. And so she's made a request for a song by a band called the Great Lake Swimmers. And they put out an album named after the ferry that you take to get over to Toronto Island. It's called Ongiera or Ongiera. I'm not really sure the name of the album. But we're going to hear Your Rocky Spine. And then after that, I'm not sure. Maybe some more worried noodles or something like that. We're kind of running out of time. That's the other thing. But let's just get with the Great Lake Swimmers first. Here we go. This is Your Rocky Spine.
Out there where the wind As I mentioned at the beginning of the show, some weird and way-out sounds this week. And right now, we're featuring the progressive groups which are spearheading this revolution in pop.
From Vancouver, let's go to the Retinal Circus, the West Coast home of psychedelic sound, where every weekend you can hear the top groups of the underground.
Meepo's a very small.
Don't worry about dying. You were meant not to live.
As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see in here.
For psychedelic, garage, freak beat, and progressive rock 1965 to today, listen to Stereoscopic Redoubt, Thursday evenings, 6 to 7:30 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Nice. That was Final Fantasy from the Worried Noodle CD with the song Joys. That's about it for us here on Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks for listening. Check out the blog if you're interested, dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Also, the podcast will be going up this afternoon. Last track we're going to hear is Deerhoof from that Worried Noodles. I'm just going to finish it out with a whole Worried Noodles thing today, and then that's it. No more. So we're going to hear You Dog, a.k.a. Kids Are So Small. Yeah, so thanks for listening, and see you next week. I think next week I'm going to do the Black History Month show. So some Love, some Sharon Jones, some Stax, some Dixie Cups, all sorts of great stuff. So tune in next week. Thanks for listening. And stay tuned for Marielle with We All Fall Down, and Robin with Ink Studs, and Brendan with Crimes and Treasons. Take care.
If I were a man and you a dog, if I were a man and you a dog, I'd throw a stick for you. If I were a man and you a dog, I'd throw a stick for you. If I were a dog and you a man, I'd throw a fit for you. If I were a dog and you a man, I'd throw a fit for you. Oh, 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 oh. Potato chip, potato chip, patata 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 patata. Oh, 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 oh. Potato chip, potato chip, patata 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 patata. Patata patata patata.